This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And with us today, our number one, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth from Australia. Welcome. Welcome to USA Prepares. You know, Gwyneth, I can't hear you.
It's about 1 a.m. In the morning here because we have been infected with daylight savings. I don't know if the people in your country are familiar with that particular form of torture.
It messes us
up twice a year.
Yeah. It happens here as well. Not every state, but just about all the states here are inflicted with daylight savings time. Just when we get used to the clock, we change it.
Yep. And the only reason I can think of is it messes with your body clock twice
sure.
a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just throws you off. And, yes, it's handy to have that extra hour in the evening to do stuff, especially on a farm. But the thing is, you know, you get such a high rate of notice of sickness. You get low energy levels in that week. It's just like a bout of jet lag.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we can choose.
As well.
We can choose not to fly, but it's really hard to choose to get away from daylight savings time unless we decide that we are going to stop the change in the clock and storm City Hall, if you would, and make that change.
Yeah, but you see, in states where you have a high urban population, like Victoria in Australia, you've got about 3 million people in Melbourne, which is and Geelong, which is the main big metropolitan area, and then you've got 2 million people in the remainder of the state. So it suits city people just fine because they get off at effectively in ordinary time. They get off at like 4 p.m. from their work. And they can go and sit by the river and have picnics and all that. But for farming folk, it's just a damn nuisance.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I was talking with John, our engineer, just before the broadcast started, about Chicago steakhouses. And where do they get the beef from? Because they don't raise it in Chicago. We raise beef on farms. So the question is, these picnics that these city dwellers are enjoying, where do they get the ingredients for these picnics? I guess they would come from farms, right?
Well, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they get... in Australia now, most of the pork production, or not all of it, because I do have a friend who is a pig farmer, and he turns out an enormous quantity of pork. He has a factory farm. But a lot of our pork is actually imported from China. And they have, do not eat manufactured pork products unless you know the country of origin, because I have personally seen photos on the internet of tables piled high with human thighs in meat markets in China being passed off as pork.
Wait. Say this one more time. What was being passed off?
Human thighs. Because the Chinese people, okay, have been for a long time, there's been an organization or a religious practice, spiritual practice called Falun Gong. And for many years, the Chinese government has been arresting Falun Gong practitioners and locking them up and organ harvesting them. Okay? And, of course, they don't waste the rest of the carcass. They cut it up and eat it, and they sell it in the meat market. This is there are photos on the internet of this. Of human body parts being sold as meat in China.
One of our instructors is an Indian Native American, and yeah. He was on this broadcast with us, and he was talking about long pork, L-O-N-G-P-O-R-K. Yeah. And he said that when Christopher Columbus came to this country, he was expected to bring back, foodstuffs, and they couldn't seem to find what they were looking for. So they killed some Indians, American Indians, and pickled them and smoked them, yep. And put them in barrels and brought it back as pork, called long pork. Have you heard yep. of that?
Well, I grew up in New Zealand in Rotorua. And up in the people there before the white missionaries came, they were cannibals. They after they became Christians, of course, the cannibalism stopped. The last recorded case of cannibalism around Rotorua was around about 1890. And it was a very old man, and he lived at a place called Tarawera, which is about 16, 20 kilometres or so from Rotorua, and he ate his granddaughter. And he was a bit crazy, and he was a pariah after that in the whole community. But the Maori people, what I was told when I was a little girl was that human flesh did indeed taste a lot like pork, and that's the reason why Maori people today, they generally have a great, they love their pork, and the Hawaiians, because the New Zealand Maoris are actually descended from the Hawaiians. And if you go to Hawaii, the Hawaiian feast, their pork dishes are absolutely lovely. But in the old days, it wasn't pork. Well, it was sometimes pork, but they were cannibals too. All of the Maori nations across all the South Pacific, they were all cannibals at one time or another. But it was often considered to be an act of war. And it was often an act of survival and desperation. So it's really, really quite awful to think that people could descend to that. But sadly, they often have. And I will not eat pork products here in Australia anymore, because there is no country of origin labelling on any foodstuffs actually here. They will write made in Australia from local and imported ingredients, or simply made in Australia, and that can mean that under their food packaging codes, made in Australia means maybe all the ingredients don't come from here, but the majority of the processing happens here.
Gwyneth, many years ago when I lived in Virginia, I went to Sam's Club regularly, and we would buy in bulk. And they had a brand of honey, and I've mentioned this story maybe once or twice in the years that I've been on the air, but they had this brand of honey called Virginia Brand. I thought, wow, okay, this is local honey here at Sam's Club. And so I bought a couple quarts of this honey and brought it home. And our family liked to have tea, hot tea. And most of our coffee mugs or mugs for warm beverages or hot beverages were either tan or white or clear glass. And when I had the hot tea, and then in the mug or the cup, and then I added a teaspoonful of honey, the tea that would be kind of a tan in color or a tannish green if it were green tea or herbal tea turned black, absolutely dark black,
wow,
like the color of black coffee. And this,
that's
this
disgusting
story. Okay, well, let me tell you why it's disgusting. So I contacted Virginia Brands, and I talked to senior management about it, and they thought I was kidding. And then they decided they would test it themselves, and they found that I was correct. And then they decided that they would pull off the shelves the honey that they had sold under the Virginia Brand label, and they admitted to me what happened. They said that they bought tanks of honey from China, and they traced the problem down within a couple days to the way the honey was transported from the hives to the processing to put it in containers. And what happened was they used buckets. They used galvanized buckets to transport the honey. And the zinc or whatever the chemicals that are used in the galvanizing process for these buckets contaminated the honey and caused this problem.
It was actually an oxide of whatever heavy metal they'd used to treat the zinc, to treat the iron that was in the buckets, the steel.
I can't say for sure, but what
that's
I can
disgusting
say, what I can say is they pulled the honey off the shelves, and here's the point. The point is Virginia Brand or Chicago Tools or Pittsburgh Tools. Well, the Pittsburgh brand is from Harbor Freight, and it comes from China. Chicago Tools.
Wow.
China.
Yep.
There you go. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
720-432-6433. There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia right now. I'm in Missouri. Gwyneth, we're talking about some deception, and I don't know if you'd call this deception or illusion or what the correct word would be, but I mentioned Harbor Freight Tools. And Harbor Freight Tools currently has about 700 stores in the United States, and they are primarily a company that imports tools from China. It's the, I call it the Chinese factory tool outlet. And here are some of the names of the products, their lines of tools, and their in-house store brands, okay? U.S. General, that's one of them. Earthquake is another one. That's for their impact wrenches. Then they have Central Pneumatic, which is a takeoff of Chicago Pneumatic. Chicago Pneumatic is an old U.S. company. Then they have Pittsburgh Pro. That's another Chinese tool, but it's called Pittsburgh. And then they have Chicago Electric. That's another Chinese tool. And then they have, for their outdoor electric equipment, it's Portland. Very clever. Very, very clever. I guess the point is that just because there is a U.S. sounding name or a U.S. sounding location, like in Virginia, honey, it may not be. It may not be. So beware.
You've got to check the origin of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's exactly. another story I want to share with you very quickly. There's a guy, one of our instructors. His name is Mark Baker. Mark Baker was attacked by the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, in the state of Michigan. and he was raising hogs. And they said, well, I can't do that because those hogs that you've got, Mark Baker, are feral. And we can't have that. And so Mark wanted to know, how do you tell? And
yeah, you can't.
He was told straight tails, curly tails. Okay, what other kind of tails are there? I don't know. I think that's pretty much the gamut of tails. And so it was just one of these government minions coming down. Then there were more of them. And then he ended up in court. And he won his case. He said, no, I'm not going to kill all my animals just because you guys say I have to. So he fought them, and he won. And I met Mark Baker. A bunch of us from USA Preparers drove out to meet him, and it was great. Well, he's been on the air a couple times with us, and so here's natural news. Here's a news story. A Michigan man once faced off against government agents over his refusal to kill feral pigs on his organic farm is now running for sheriff in a bid to end the agricultural tyranny, at least in his county. Mark Baker, co-founder and owner of Baker's Green Acres, located in Marion, Michigan, told Natural News in an interview that the primary reason he's running is to restore constitutional order, beginning with Maswaukee County, in which he resides. So he's sending a message.
Yep.
And it'd be wonderful if he won, because I think a lot of people in the government will be very concerned about his position as sheriff. So he wants to put protect and to serve on the police cars, and I believe he's going to restore the sheriff's office to the way it used to be. And he says his job as sheriff is to protect the people, not to be their jailer.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you know something? From what I can see, in my whole life, I have only known one area where the police has been other than an extortion racket and gang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was around the area of Eildon and Yay in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everywhere else that I have ever been in my whole life, the police have been variously extortionists, drug smugglers, child kidnappers, and thugs. And I have,
what?
You know, I had my best friend. Yesterday, I was talking to her on the phone, and I was explaining something, which I'll explain in a moment. And she said, I just can't understand why you can't seem to get along with anyone. I said, Siri, it's not me.
Because
it's not me.
Because she's genetically defective. That's why.
I think that must be the way it is with a lot of preppers.
We're
willing to bow the knee to people
right.
Who want to push us around.
We don't take direction very well. We'll be right back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Thank God, you're take my. When you go, please leave for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'm kind of chuckling because I just got off the phone with Mrs. Baker, Mark Baker's wife, and she said that Mark would love to come on the air with us and talk about what happened in the past and how he's running for sheriff. And I recounted a short story with her. Gwyneth, you might get a chuckle out of this. Mark Baker was being attacked by a bunch of government minions, and he was surrounded. His family was surrounded by these thugs. And so a bunch of us went up to Indiana to meet with him, and I shared with him some of our tactics. I shared our tactics, and our tactics are the same tactics that they use. Their tactics are to get overwhelming force, to use overwhelming force against us. So when, and you see it all the time, when you see a police car here in the United States, it's not one, it's multiple police cars, and there's one guy with his hands up, or he's thrown over the hood of a police car, or his own car, and he's handcuffed, and there's a bunch of them, and, you know, one of us, and then a bunch of, maybe a few bystanders watching what happened. Anyway, so what I explained to him is that we need to give them individual credit for all the things that they're doing. And what would that individual credit be? Well, that would be make sure their picture's on the internet, make sure their name and address is on the internet, and those kind of things. So Mark Baker used those tactics, and he singled them out and put them on YouTube, and ultimately he won. Ultimately he won. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, that's good. I'll tell you what is working, or seems to be working locally around here, is another tactic that they use is to attempt to break us financially by issuing us with, here they're called infringement notices, okay? You would probably call them fines in America. The figures in them seem to be rather arbitrary and often excessive. And around here, I don't know if I've mentioned it on USA Prepares, but the local sergeant here has been issuing and getting his officers to issue huge infringement notices and then excusing them if especially local single mothers and other single women agree to provide him with an evening's entertainment. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why me and the local police don't really get along is because I've politely declined his offer. And but we can issue infringement notices against them as well. And they are called affidavits for damages or affidavits of harm. Okay. It's a bit of a process. The whole process can take 6 months or more, okay? But basically, at the end of it, if they don't pay on the infringement notice, just like if you don't pay on a fine, your credit's destroyed. If they don't pay on a fine, their credit is also destroyed, okay? And this is a way that, you know, they have to have genuinely harmed you, and you have to you have to make up an affidavit describing how they have harmed you, and to put a clause in the end of that affidavit claiming damages. Okay, the process has been published on the internet. I intend to provide probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. On my Facebook group, which is Aussie Common Law, all one word, okay, so that's facebook.com/Aussie Common Law. Come and like my page. I'll be posting this method probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. I provided the method to Mike Parsons in an email just recently, and this has worked against the dog ranger. This has worked against the child snatchers, otherwise known as the families department. I don't see any point in calling them the families department. They're child kidnappers, and I threatened to issue them with liens, okay, which is the end result of the process with the affidavit of harm, as you end up filing a lien against them.
Is this a lien against their property?
Yeah. A lien against
their
property.
Then they can't sell it.
They can't sell it. They can't sell it, okay? And not only that, you can sell that lien, it's a security, and you can gain some financial compensation for the harm that you've suffered, and it's outside of the court system. It's exactly the same process that they use, and there's no way that they can ever do away with it, because it's their cash cow too.
I've read story after story about people who have placed liens against politicians' property, and it drives them crazy. Literally,
yeah.
So it's a brilliant strategy. So we need to learn more about it. So I'm at facebook.com/Aussie AUSSIE Common Law. Is that you?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called the Common Law Education and Resource Center. But it was something that I set up to help to educate people about the common law. And it's specifically focused on British common law, but a lot of the common law is the same everywhere. There are things that are different, but most of it has not changed. Like, for instance, in America, you no longer have the statute of monopolies, okay? But instead, you have antitrust law, which is the same thing, okay? So when the U.S. Seceded from Britain, they said, okay, British laws no longer apply, and that included the statute of monopolies, but then they went and they said, okay, we're going to put in antitrust legislation and have that as a facet of American common law. And I think that's also in your constitution, isn't it? That it's not allowable for one company to form a monopoly over a particular area of trade. That is absolutely,
yeah, yes.
I don't know if it's in the Constitution, but I know that it's called antitrust in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. By the way, I was looking at the city of Bolivar as you were mentioning this. I got slightly distracted. You're talking about these outrageous fees and fines. So in Bolivar, Missouri, failure to register your dog, there's a fine of $12.50, court costs of $26.50, $39 total. Now, if you don't restrain your dog, total cost is $84. If you skateboard, it's $111.
Yeah.
Some of these fines are pretty high.
That's ridiculous little things.
Right.
Really?
And if you fail... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And if you fail to use your seatbelt in your car, it's $10. Obstruction of moving traffic, I have no idea what that is. Maybe you get a flat tire, I don't know what that means. $111. No proof of insurance, $111. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you have insurance, but you don't have that insurance document with you? What does failure, no proof of insurance mean? So, defective equipment, that could be, you know, your taillight doesn't work, that's $84. There's a whole list of these things.
Yeah.
It's a page of these fines, and I think they're outrageous.
Yeah, they are.
In terms of...
You know, mm-hmm. But the thing is, most of them are stupid little things, okay? Whereas the harm that they're causing us is real... We've got people dying out there. Okay, because they won't give up their goat herds and stuff like that. You know, it really is awful. It's genuine harm that we are suffering, and people need to stop feeling like it's their fault. They need to stop feeling like there's something wrong with them, and they need to stand up for themselves. Because these people are bullies, they're thugs, they're extortionists, and the United States government is a corporation. It is not a government, okay? And it's operating contrary to antitrust. When it requires registrations, when it requires licenses to do ordinary activities, like, for instance, to get into your car and go down to the supermarket, there's people dying because the police are pulling them over and, you know, pepper spraying them, which sends them into an asthmatic episode, or just shooting them, bashing them, because they didn't have their motor vehicle registration and they needed to go to the grocery store. And they end up dead. This is just not on. And I, you know, even if my car's still off the road from when it was T-boned, okay, partly I'm delaying fixing it because I'm thinking to myself, if I fix this car, I'm going to be tempted to use it. And I'm not sure that I'm at the point now where I would feel safe taking my own motor vehicle on the road. What are they going to do next? I've had these guys trying to pull my door open at peak hour on a highway. Fortunately, my door was locked. But what would they do? Throw me into the oncoming traffic? You know, it's
when you say these guys, when you say
the
these
police.
Guys, you're talking about the, yeah?
The police, State Highway Patrol in Victoria. Victoria Police State Highway Patrol. Unfortunately, I don't know the officer's name. We didn't get that far, you know, but this happened. It's just disgusting. And I was just out and about. I'd just done a trip to the rubbish tip with my ute, and I had gotten some stuff from the tip shop and the recycling centre, and I was taking it home. And it could have ended very, very badly for me indeed, except that I had my car door locked.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
That little difference may have saved my life.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just posted the Common Law Education and Resource Center, page 1, usapreparedness.com, page 1, and there's a link right to Gwyneth Isaac's Facebook page. So if you'd like to peruse that, there's a link ready to go. So, Gwyneth, you're finding that the police are a little less friendly. They're taking advantage. And I was talking to one of our sons about what I thought might happen as society devolves. And our son said, oh, Dad, no, what's going to happen is the police are going to be in business for themselves.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to go home. All of them are going to go home. Some of them are going to set up shop, and they're going to be highway robbers.
Yep.
They're going
That's
to
how it
be
is
home,
here
home.
Now.
Wow.
That's how it is here now. They get a fee for every, infringement notice that they issue. They get a cut. Okay.
Wow, so
and the Victoria Police has an Australian business number, which means that they are a company. And Vic Roads, which is the Roads Board, is a company, and the Victorian Department of Justice is a company. They have ABNs, which is the business number, and they operate on a basis of trade. That's
you know,
how
some
it is
people
here
may,
now.
Some people may
yep.
think you're exaggerating.
No.
I'm here to tell you, class. No, I know you're not. I know you're not because when the city of Lebanon, Missouri, corporation declared war on USA Preparers, I called the mayor of the city of Lebanon corporation, and I said, I would like to meet with you, mayor, as CEO to CEO. I'm representing, I am the CEO of USA Preparers. You are the CEO of the City of Lebanon Corporation, and I have a problem, and I'd like to work this out. And he said, okay. He didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about, Finelli. We're not a corporation. We're just, you know, a local government here. He did not flinch when I said he's the CEO of his corporation.
Yep.
So you're right.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, it's like this. Under antitrust legislation and antitrust area of common law, okay? A corporation cannot behave as government. That means that it cannot raise taxes. It cannot demand that you do what it says by force of arms, by financial force or otherwise. And you are not compelled to contract with them. And why should we contract with them? They're a bunch of thugs who want to see us destroyed. Why should we want to contract with them?
And that's what Mike Parsons has been telling us for quite a while.
Yeah.
He's saying that when these guys come in black uniforms, blue uniforms, and not so much blue anymore, but black uniforms, that they're combat ready. They are ready for war as they approach your car or your truck or your vehicle. And he tells them he does not want to do commerce with them. He does not want to engage in commerce with them. He does not want to contract with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you know something? I have my son, when he was younger, I've been doing this for a few years now, but when my son was younger, I said, "Son, go and clean your room." And he turned around and he said, "Mum, I do not consent to contract with you." And I said, "That's you it. Don't understand. You're a minor. I'm your mum. Your room's messy. You need to go and clean it." Anyway, I think that's about the end of my time, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your adventures in Australia. And the website is available, page one, USA Prepares, Common Law, Education, and Resource Center. Gwyneth Isaacs, she's a USA Prepares instructor. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. See you later.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.